Jason, isn't it a little early to start the bacon?
Hey, not in this family. The only way I can get a slice is to cook it early. The earlier the better.
That's ridiculous.
Not ridiculous, Maggie. That's tough to fix. Smooth, Maggie. Very smooth. Hello. Uh-huh. Who's this? That's impossible. I don't have a favorite father-in-law.
It's Daddy?
Ed, how are you? How close?
They're close.
Stopping by. When?
They're coming here?
Yeah, no, that's nice of you to call first, Ed. For a change.
When?
So, when can we expect you? Hold on. I can't hear you. Some lunatic's honking his horn here. Okay. Here, you talk to your father while I go yell at one of Mike's friends.
Hi, Daddy. Why are you laughing?
Hey, people are trying to sleep it. Our car phone's wonderful.
They're here. Our car phone's wonderful. Daddy's mom, the cross-country travelers. What a wonderful surprise.
Hey, you still don't have much of a grip, do you?
Good to see you too, Ed.
What happened to the Winnebago?
Oh, your father swapped it for this with some pimp in Cincinnati.
Mom, how do you know what a pimp looks like?
I know every song ever recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pimps. Now take me to meet my new granddaughter.
Okay. This is some car you got here.
Yeah, I feel it's good for a fella's attitude, if you get my drift.
Yeah, well, does that mean your days on the road are over?
Oh, we're going to give retirement condo living a try. I want to know what it feels like to sit around and do nothing all day long. He sure seems to agree with you. Is that bacon I'm smelling now?
No.
It's got to be. Wait till I get my tote bag. You know me and bacon.
Yes, I do. I'll see you inside.
Grandpa, you were great.
Hey, how you doing?
Sure, I was great. How do you like my wheels?
Oh, well, this thing is hotter than you said.
Well, hot car for a hot guy.
Yeah.
Listen, my friend, is everything all set up?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking care of the whole shoot.
Your mother doesn't suspect it?
No.
And your dad?
Oh, Dad doesn't have a clue.
Well, I know that, but is he on to the surprise? We got plenty of time for that, Ben. We're going to be here for at least a month.
What?
That condo in Boston, it's not going to be ready right away. So we were kind of hoping that we could bunk in here with you until it is, huh?
Oh, Daddy, that would be great, Jason.
Great isn't the word.
And, Carol, you're looking so svelte and sexy. What made you decide to lose all that weight?
Hey, do that or we add on to the house.
Ball four.
Could you grab that other pound of bacon for me, Jason?
That was the other pound of bacon, Ed.
What? The guys have gone through both of them already?
Well, if you'd call and give me, say, a day's notice in advance, I would have had a dead pig waiting for you.
You know, to say thank you in advance for letting us bunk in here with you, Katie and I would like to take you and Jason here out to dinner tonight.
Oh, Daddy, that won't be necessary.
Maggie, the man wants to buy his dinner.
I didn't say buy dinner. I said take you out to dinner.
Come on, Mom. Let's get Christy's bathed and dressed. Ooh, she pooped. Grandpa, can I watch your new car?
Sure you can, lad.
And you can watch my new car, too, lad.
You're right.
Well, I guess I better go down to the grocery store and stock up if we're going to have guests for a month.
Would you pick up some of that decaf coffee for yourself? You're beginning to look a little tense.
When he finds out.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a wonderful anniversary party.
Oh, I was talking about him finding out you're not going to be staying for a month.
When are they going to leave for dinner? When are they going to leave for dinner?
Hey, relax, you're what you thought.
Okay, now, just to double check, the food is on the...
Grandpa, trust me, there's going to be tons of food, tons of people.
And tons of fun.
Hey, I made a joke.
No, you didn't, Dave. Okay, we're going to keep your folks away until about 7:30.
Perfect. Carol, did you invite a boyfriend to this party?
Well, he's not exactly my boyfriend yet, but yes, Sandy will be here. My girlfriend's coming, too.
Oh, you got a girlfriend now, do you, Beth?
Yeah, it's pretty serious, too. She's the first girl I've ever met that doesn't make me puke.
Well, that's important.
Yeah. How about you, Mikey? You got a hot one on for this evening?
No, I'm going stag tonight.
But you're usually such a ladies' man.
Eddie, don't push him. If he doesn't like girls, he doesn't like girls.
What do you want me to do, Jason? Send my parents to the YMCA? YMCA. I love that song.
Did you remember to call Julie about coming over to take care of Chrissy?
Yeah, I called. Julie's all set.
Okay. The caterers get here in an hour. The first guest's in an hour and a half. This is going to go like clockwork.
All right. Let's talk to Julie right now.
Hey, Sax, party animal, party rentals. Let's party.
You're early.
I had nowhere to go.
The kitchen's that way.
Yeah, listen, you didn't park your van in our driveway, did you? Because it's a surprise party. They don't give me a van. Clockwork, huh?
Oh, one mistake and I'm a bozo?
Your turn, bozo.
Hi, Mikey.
Grandma, how are you?
Grandma, Wally, you're early.
Oh. Well, your grandmother thought you might need some help, Carol.
Yeah, she does. And is you a plastic surgeon?
My goodness. You never Honey, is everything all set?
Grandma, everything's going to go perfectly.
And your mom does not suspect a thing.
Nope.
Your dad?
Dad doesn't have a clue.
I know, but is he on to the party?
Sandy?
I meant the one and only Sandy, who I care about deeply.
Well, shouldn't they be here? It's 7:45.
Oh, wait, it's really them this time. Everybody hide.
Hey, cheer up. Lair is here. So let the games begin. So where's the happy 20th anniversary couple?
They're not here yet, and you are?
Cousin Larry. And you have got to be Charlie.
No, Carol.
Close. I knew it was a bisexual name.
Too bad about you losing a hair, Jason. But damn it, you look good. Well, thanks, Padre. Damn it, I feel good.
How come you don't know most of these people?
It's me. I used Mom's Christmas card list for the invitation.
Mike, that Larry creature's been here less than a minute, and he's already pinched me twice.
Yeah, blame him.
Oh,
blame me. I didn't do it.
What am I talking to you for? You couldn't even get a date.
Grandpa, is his mom and dad here?
Relax. I beat him by a mile. He should have a bumper sticker. I break for everything.
Eddie?
Irma!
How have you been, you old flatfoot?
Great. How have you been, you gorgeous Dave?
Money.
Kate.
Irma, I want you two to meet my special fellow. Ed and Kate, this is Wally Obermeyer, my fiancé.
Hey. Hello, Ed.
Hey, you must be that soldier boy Maggie's telling us about.
Captain, U.S. Army, retired.
Ooh, an officer. I was in the real army myself. You ever serve any time in Korea?
Yes, I've been there twice. You?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, military police, us MPs used to wipe up the bars with you guys pretty regular. But I may have even slung you over my Jeep once or twice.
Oh, I don't think so, Ed. You know, the only MPs I ever met were loudmouth clowns.
Hey, everybody! Mom and Dad are coming up the front porch!
Hey, look, you sure it's giving us another gift?
Hey, what kind of rude jerk would show up late to a surprise party?
Your father should have a bumper sticker that says, I don't break for anything.
Come on, Jason. At least the meal was nice.
Oh, sure it was. I paid for it.
I thought my dad was going to pick up the check.
Oh, he did? Then he handed it to me. Oh, now, come on, honey. Now, be honest. Now, how would you feel if suddenly my side of the family showed up unannounced? Exactly.
Great, but our anniversary isn't for 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Exactly.
Hey, no, that's what was so clever about my idea for the surprise party, if I do say so myself. Your idea.
Hold it. Let's get a picture.
Oh.
I don't have a camera. Hey, do I have to do everything? Jason. Jason, you should have seen the way your eyes bugged out when I told you we were bunking in for a month.
You mean you're not?
Oh, heck no, that was just part of the surprise gag.
Oh, thank you.
Now, were you kids in on this?
I sure was. I sent the invitation.
Now I know why you only send these people Christmas cards.
Okay, everybody. After some more mingling and eating, Mom and Dad will replace the trough they pledged almost 20 years ago. And the best news of all is I was able to find the Reverend Chuck McGregor, the minister who performed the original ceremony.
Oh, hi. If you're out of margarita mix, I'll have a pina colada.
My name's not Babe. Second, I take care of Chrissy. I'm not the help. And no, I do not own one of those out-of-sight French-made outfits.
Hey, I'm just trying to make a little small talk here, Babe. Chill out.
Is there a problem, Larry?
No problem. Oh, hey, look, Mikey, I couldn't help noticing that you're stag at this deal. Me too. So I'm warning you right now. I've already staked my claim on Blondie over there. Ooh, she's got her eyes on the prize.
I'm talking about Julie?
Julie, thanks. She wants me. I think it's my vulnerability.
Yeah, well, listen, Larry, I don't think Julie would be interested in you.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I don't know if I should tell you this, but see, she used to be a guy.
A guy?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
No, I'm serious. Before the operation, we used to be fraternity brothers. Hey, aren't you glad I told you before you went and made a fool out of yourself?
Not now, kid. Hey, Julie, how about them Knicks?
Saying that perhaps you were mistaken.
Mistaken? Irma, dear, I'm as sure of this as I am of my own hair color.
Well, Kate, dear, I'm as sure of this as I am that I am still a size 2. Maggie, come here, dear.
Mom, Irma,
what is it?
Irma has this misguided notion that Chrissy looks like her side of the family.
It is not a misguided notion, Kate. Maggie agreed with me, didn't you, Maggie?
That's not what she told me. Tell her, dear.
Isn't it?
Did I mention what a great dress that is?
Oh, thank you.
So, Cleveland for Dad.
Well, let's see now. Ed is my father-in-law. Wally's going to be my stepfather soon, so...
I think they're both going to bust the gut.
I can live with that.
Gotcha!
You didn't get me. You cheated. Your elbow was a foot off the stinking table.
The Houdini it was.
Jason, you saw this. Tell him.
No, no, I was talking to the...
Tell him he's full of malarkey, well, Jason.
Nifty party.
Are you just saying that because my family are lunatics and you're too polite to be honest?
Yeah.
No, I do not want to discuss my operation.
Okay, gee. It's not like I ask you to show me your scar or something.
This is Laura. She's my friend. Date. Honey? What the heck are you anyway?
So, kid, couldn't snag a date for this, huh?
Well, me neither.
No, I could not find a date for this thing, all right? What do you want to do? Take an ad out in the New York Times?
No, I gotta. Why don't we just hire a skywriter?
Better forget about that blonde over there. She used to be a guy.
See the anniversary couple?
Right, so.
Then I guess you get this. Here's your credit card. No personal check. Fine. Model top, etc.
No, I'm not going to I would like to remind all you stinking people that we are family and we love each other. Even Larry.
Thank you, Charlie.
Now, almost 20 years ago, my Grandpa Ed trusted two newlyweds as they began their life together. So, Grandpa, would you please lead us in another toast?
Look, I'm not very good at this, but, well, here we go. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I didn't think this marriage was going to work in the first place. I would have bet a week's pay that Maggie's marriage to Jason was going to end in disaster.
You weren't kidding. You're not very good at this.
What I'm saying is that while we're mainly here with a lot of obnoxious people, eating bad food and drinking cheap booze, couldn't we at least pretend that we were having a good time? Here's the toast. To Maggie and Jason. Who knew?
No.
Oh, Jason, you know what all that fighting in there reminds me of?
Our wedding reception. Still, it was real nice of the kids and our folks to surprise us with this toast.
Oh, it sure was.
Mm-hmm. 20 years.
Yeah. So much has changed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to have to sneak up behind their garage to make that. Now we have to sneak up behind our own garage.
Oh, Jason, I think that's the most romantic thing you've ever said to me.
I know.
Dessert? Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Can I get you a slice?
Sure, thanks, Benjamin.
Yes,
maybe just a small one.
Yes, sir.
Let me help you get that, Irma.
Oh, here, I'll handle that, Ed.
Eddie, Wally can handle it.
Wally, I said I would get it.
Ed, I said I'll handle it.
You think that's funny? Of course I don't.
You think that's funny?
I think it's funny.
Buddy.
going on in there?
Oh, come on, honey. It's a room full of our relatives. What could be going on?
Oh, I don't want to know.
What are those?
Daddy's keys. What do you say we elope?
Oh, as long as I can drive, I hear these cars do great things for a guy's attitude.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
If you're a burglar, boy, have you got the wrong apartment.
It's just you, Mike. I ran out to get a pizza.
Well, at least you won't starve.
So come on in and make yourself at home. The key is inside Mr. Edison's invention.
Edison? There's no phone around here.
Oh, that Edison. Do that. Oh, hi. Hey, listen, before you even say a word, I just want to say, I really could have used a date tonight. But I know you're right. We have to keep our relationship a secret. Let's face it, you could have used a date, too. Hey, I think that's pretty good for a guy.
Not much.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Jason says it doesn't hurt to flirt. Let's see what Maggie says. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin tries to be a smooth operator on his first day of junior high.